Couple more questions here, Senator. I want to talk about the cost of the war. It's cost more than $11 billion in its first 6 days. Now, some of your Senate Democratic colleagues have said they are open to reviewing requests for additional funds, arguing it may be necessary for overall military readiness. Would you consider voting for or approving more funding for the military during this conflict?
No, the military has all the funding it needs for this conflict, unless this conflict goes on for years. There was an extra $150 billion for the military in the big ugly bill that passed last year. So the Pentagon has all the resources that it can use in the current conflict. Now, the future is something different, and we'll have to figure out what the future needs of the military are, because we are depleting so many of the stocks of the military, another huge cost of the war. But let's think about what is being lost right now, and that is all of these billions, this $11 billion just within the first few days, that's money that could have gone into new hospitals and new schools. It could have gone into health care for people. It could have gone into meeting the needs of the American people. A hospital costs about $100 million. That means that if we're spending $1 billion a day in Iran, we're effectively dropping 10 hospitals a day on Iran and destroying the potential we would have had to make that kind of investment in our country. That's money we're never going to get back. So the Pentagon doesn't need more money right now for this war. It doesn't need to open pipelines off the California coast. And by the way, Kristen, that was something the administration was pushing even before the war. So they're just using this now as a pretext to try to open pipelines that have resulted in terrible spills in California. This is the cost, the human cost, of this mistake by the president to bring us to war again.